Beaker Street with Clyde Clifford. K-A-A-Y. Little Rock.
I am the god of hell and fire, and I bring you fire.
Again, and for the first time ever, I've got somebody else running my board for me. I'm glad to be here, and I'm also very sad to be here. I'm glad to have one last shot at saying hello to all of those people, all of you, and I'm sad that they're probably... There may not be another shot at this. So we'll try and make the best of whatever we can do tonight. This is KAY. I'm Clyde Clifford. And after many moons, here we are again. There's a lady who we made very famous. Probably didn't sell very many records for her because the records weren't available to be sold. Her name was Barbara Rainey, and she was with a group called Deepwater Reunion. And she's still around, and so's the record. Cindy's crying.
Stopping each and every man she meets. Gonna be a hooker on Bleecker Street, on Bleecker Street. Honey, can't you see I'm crying? You say you're gonna leave it, but you ain't even trying. gasoline stops Cindy on the street today. She was holding and they took her away. Put her in jail and they made a wait. Crying, oh Jesus, let me just get straight. Let me just get straight. Honey, can't you see I'm crying? You say you're gonna leave it, but you ain't even trying. You say see your time. Said she loved me, but she has to go down to the corner in the wind and snow. Down to the corner while the rain comes down. Down to the corner till the man comes round. Till the man comes round. Honey, can't you see I'm crying? You say you're gonna leave it, but you ain't even trying. Honey, can't you see I'm crying? You say you're gonna leave it, but you ain't even trying. You say you're living, I can see you're dying.
Cindy's Crying, Deepwater Reunion. Barbara Rainey, whom, as I said, is here in Little Rock. Very nice lady. This is Beaker Street, the last until next time version thereof on KAAY. If you have escaped all of the information earlier today, this is the last, let's see, we've got 49 minutes now. The last 49 minutes of the existence of the Big K, K-A-A-Y. The station will still be here. The format will change. And everything will turn into a pumpkin. And we have a couple of things here I think you will want to have a little tape rolling on if you haven't been already. I've had tape rolling all morning, all day, and into the night. This is the Allman Brothers Band. Thank you.
rocks everywhere.
People, can you feel it? Love is everywhere.
Love is here.
People, can you feel
yes.
it? Love is everywhere. People, can you feel it? Love is everywhere.
Everywhere.
People, can you feel it?
Dwayne Allman, Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, J. Johnny Johnson, Johansson, Barry Oakley and Butch Trux, the Allman Brothers Band, and Revival. This is Beaker Street, Clyde Clifford, K-A-A-Y, Little Rock. You know, we don't have a commercial for the Little Barn for some reason or other. This is Quicksilver Messenger Service and Fresh Air. Quicksilver Messenger Service. There was a bunch of people in there who have all gone their separate ways. How strange that sounds. All the folks going their separate ways. This is KAAY. We now have 38 minutes left. We got a couple of things here you're going to want to hear. And I guess we will get to it shortly. For those of you who have been saving what little tape you had or were deciding whether or not you really did want to record this, I have an album here that didn't get very widely distributed by a guy named Jamie Brockett. That should tell you right there that you can erase the tape that your wedding is on or whatever, because you want this one. This is the last night, folks, and it is a strange feeling. And I'm very happy that I got to be here with you. This is one of the Arkansas folks that has been in, around, and about. And this is from the first album he ever made, called Leon Russell. This is Delta Lady.
Satisfy your love.
You know, it's funny. It's been a long time, hasn't it? I don't remember the end of that being quite that long. But then that's the way things happen. We're all getting a little older, you know. By the way, for those of you who are interested in this, we are still on the old RCA 50,000-watt transmitter, the old transmitter that we used to do this on all the time. And all I can say is that rascal still sounds good. This is Jamie Brockett. This is an album that was on Capitol, and they must have pressed at least 24. I mean, at least. I don't know of anybody else that has a copy of this. I'm sure there are some people out there that ran it down. And those that did probably did on a bargain counter. Anyway, it's appropriate that we go out with the story of Jim Johnson and his 47 and a half feet of rope. Jamie Brockett on Beaker Street with Clyde Clifford and the Legend of the Titanic.
People upside the head making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, "Hi, Jack." He says, "Hi, manager. This is what you're doing." He says, "I'm just walking on down by the pier side." "What's up?" He says, "I got a gig for you." He says, "Got a gig for me?" He says, "That's right. It's whereabouts?" He says, "Over in England." He says, "What am I going to do over there?" He says, "Well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money." Old Jack says, "That's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out." He said, "Ticket on the next flight out? This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet." He said, "Who's she?" Old Jack says, "Well, how am I gonna get there, baby?" He says, "Oh, I'm gonna show you." And he whips open a newspaper and shows him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never get down. He says, "You mean I'm going over on the boat?" And he says, "That's right, baby, you're going on the boat." He said, "Well, let's get some tickets." He said, "All right." So they head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, "Hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets." He said, "Got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket. What kind of ticket you want?" I said, "I want a red one." He gave him some loot and he laid it on him. This old Jackie's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns. He wraps it on up in a diaper and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. Getting on down by the pier side, and his manager's down there by the pier side, and there she is, folks. The USS Titanic, she lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. This time there was an Italian senator in the state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers own construction companies, and this one had a brother, he owned a construction company, and the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain's standing on the top. He get up on to the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at it. He says, "Sorry, baby, wrong color. It's me of a ticket, this is you." He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, "This ship don't haul no coal, fair to where Titanic fell." It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing near my God, fair to where Titanic fell. Well, yeah. So Jackson, it's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here on the pier and watch you go right on down. She sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around. there's an old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down, they're laughing, they're drinking booze, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and having all sorts of good clean party fun. And the walls, the people who run the boat. Now, the people who run the boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do when they're far away seas. And the walls, the captain, not a captain. He know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. And the walls, the first mate. Now, I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now, the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up landlubbers. He don't know nothing about captains. He wants to want to go over to England. He want to pay his...